Hallelujah. He's faithful all the way to what we would call the end. Hallelujah. And at the end of the road is the New Jerusalem. It awaits today. Perhaps it is empty. It's being prepared. I say it's the New Jerusalem is being prepared. In glory, the buildings of it are being prepared. The walls are being prepared. Here on earth, the temple is being prepared as the Lord shapes us into what we are supposed to be in Him. Hallelujah. And so the New Jerusalem is prepared in heaven, and it's being prepared on earth both. And soon and very soon, we shall be joined. Hallelujah. And we will populate the city of God, the New Jerusalem, the capital of the world. Hallelujah. There will only be one capital of the world, and it will be the what is called the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And we will rule and reign there with Jesus Christ. Well, hallelujah. I did not conclude chapter 21. I'm just going to kind of read through some verses here. The opposite, and I don't want to be a downer here, but in Revelation 21:8, Jesus continues on. He says, "But the fearful," I read this 2 weeks ago, "but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Have you ever been unbelieving? Have you ever been fearful? Have you ever been a liar? Ooh. We are cooked unless the blood of Jesus works. Oh, and it works. And it works, and it works, and it works, and it works, and it works every time. Don't ever get shy about confessing sin to the Lord or repenting. And you say, "The Lord must think I'm just kidding. I fail so many times." You get up. I don't often quote other preachers, but you know Jimmy Swaggart, what Jimmy Swaggart said, "If you won't quit, He won't quit." You keep getting up. You keep confessing your sin. You keep asking for deliverance. You keep believing for that. Hallelujah. He'll answer your prayer. Keep going. Glory to God. Because I don't want anything to do with the lake of fire. Hallelujah. And then verse 9, he begins a description of what he sees. John is seeing what I believe a panoramic. And he, as he looks, he's describing what he's looking at. "And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. And he talked with me, saying, 'Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.'" That might bother some of you men and so forth, but the relationship between Jesus and me needs to be as intimate as any relationship you've ever had in your life. It is expressed in his teaching in John chapter 15, where the branch grows, the vine has the vine, and the branch grows out of the vine, and they are forever intertwined. Hallelujah. And so we see that "I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. Now, we don't know if John actually physically went, but by his spirit did. Whether his body stayed back, it's kind of like Paul getting called up to paradise. But he carried me away in the spirit to a great and a high mountain. And he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem. Right now, Jerusalem is not holy. There is a mix of religions in Jerusalem today. We're not even sure who the majority is right now. There are mosques there that honor Allah, who to me is nothing more than a Baal. And there are other religious things going on in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is not holy. It's not. But this one is. The Jerusalem of God is holy. Descending, where is it coming from? Descending out of heaven from God. To me, this means that it's already populated. That something has taken place before in order so that the New Jerusalem has people in it. That's why I keep, you know, I don't know why people argue about when the catching away of the saints will take place, and we use the to define it, we use the Great Tribulation, right, to try and figure it out, because the Bible doesn't specifically say when the rapture or the catching away of the saints is. It does not specifically say. Jesus said, guys, I don't even know. Okay? So, and so there's speculation, but we use pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. Okay. Whatever the case may be. I do know this. No matter when it is, I want to be in it. Whenever the catching away is, whether I'm my body's in a grave somewhere, whatever, you know, according to Debbie, it'll be a large grave. But wherever that happens, I want to be part of that. And seems very difficult for me to comprehend a post-tribulation catching away. Seems things are out of order there. And I think we probably misread Matthew 24 a bit as well. On that subject, which would point to a mid-trib rapture. Our doctrine, I think, Jamie, Church of God doctrine is very similar to the assemblies that preach a pre-tribulation rapture. And I tell you what, all I want to be is ready. I give a hoot what Mr. 666 is doing. I don't care. I'm sealed. I told you this morning. I'm sealed. Hallelujah. You can't put that garbage on me. I'm already sealed. And I'm not leaving it. Hallelujah. For some... listen, if we can't buy and sell, I guess we won't buy and sell. I guess we'll lose a little weight. If we lose enough weight, we'll pass. This old body will pass, and we'll go to glory. Hallelujah. What's so bad about that? I think sometimes the world has talked us into... Now, don't take me wrong. So hard sometimes. But the world has taught us to value this life too much. And why would they interrupt a good football game with commercials about drugs that I can't pronounce that are more bad for you than they are good? I cannot write myself a prescription. Why are you showing this to me? Do you really think if I have an ailment, I'm going to remember, there was that long name of that that drug, and I'm going to go to the doctor. Now, doctor, I saw this commercial. You might not know about this drug. And everything is fear-driven. Us older people, you better be on the right Medicare plan. Because if you're not, you will not get all the benefits that you deserve. You have to be with Aetna, Humana, the blah, 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 because they're the ones that okay. And it's like, really? And folks, you better, and I better get right. We've got to live with an expectation to eternity. Of course, this life, I'm not saying just go be stupid. No, no, this is the temple of God. We want to be right. We want to be smart. And we want to take care of it.
and that kind of thing. But listen, my future is not in this body. My future is in a different glorified body, all right? That's where my future lies. And so this holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. Now, let's look forward. Let's look at your future address. I haven't looked for a house in a long time, since 2003. We had to look for a house. We found the house. And the Lord found that house for us. And we Deb and I stepped in. It took us 5 seconds and said, we want this house. We want it. And in those days, the realtor said, well, if you want it, you better put a purchase offer in it right now, because there will be 3 other purchase offers for this house. I said, okay, let's do it. But these days, everything's online, and you can see, and you ever see things online, and look at that house. I want to give you a little picture of your future, friends. If you're going to serve Jesus, our future is as bright as it can be, because Revelation 21, 11, this holy Jerusalem has the glory of God. You know what we pray for all the time? That we might experience the glory of God. The glory of God is resident in the New Jerusalem. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. This is the light that's in it. I do not have all the answers, friends. I'm just going to kind of try and read and go over this stuff. And I want you hungry for this place. I want you to want this place so bad that you'll do whatever it takes to make sure my address is New Jerusalem. That your city and your future address will be New Jerusalem. This huge, it's more like a country than a city. They said it would take up most of the interior of the United States, the New Jerusalem, 1,400 miles wide, 1,400 miles long. Did you know, I'm trying to think, did you know that from the southern tip of Texas to the northernmost part of Texas is longer than the northern border of Texas is to Canada? Think about that. I heard that, I go, you guys are full of it. But then I went and got a map and did the whole thing. That's big. Well, this city's bigger than Texas. A lot bigger than Texas. Besides that, it's high. It's high, too. Whew. All right. And it had a wall, great and high. And I talked about the 12 gates. It has 12 gates. And at the gates, there are 12 angels. This is where all the jokes come from. But the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. I told you, I don't know, maybe they're just little slats. I don't know. But the security. There are some hard questions that maybe someone else here can answer, like, if it's a new heaven and new earth, won't everybody be righteous that we're in dwelleth righteous? Why would you need walls in New Jerusalem? I don't know. But we have walls. And we have gates to come in and out to serve the Lord in. Okay, I'll just continue on. I said, I don't have all that. I've studied it. I've read all the commentary on it. And it's like, you're just guessing. And the wall of the city, the wall had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So why are the gates have the name of the 12 tribes of Israel, and why are the foundations of the great wall the names of the apostles? Well, you can preach, you can pull out whatever you want there, man. It's a lot like, listen, without the Israelites, we don't get Jesus. So that's the avenue to Jesus, is through the Israelites, and not just the Jews, but the Israelites as a whole, but then Judah, the tribe of Judah, which Jesus is out of. Obviously, that opened the door for the rest of us to get in. Okay?
but the foundation of the wall that cannot be shaken has the names of the 12 apostles. And so then if this was a question and answer thing, I'd get the question, well, who were the 12 apostles? Because Judas Iscariot is gone. Is it Matthias or is it Paul? I don't know. I'll let you know. We'll look on that one and see. 12 foundations with the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful? Talk about pastor appreciation. Apostle Appreciation Day. Aren't you thankful for those 11 scared men that Jesus said, I'm commissioning you to take this gospel to the world? Aren't you thankful that they waited 10 days in the upper room? Aren't you thankful that the Holy Ghost came upon them and filled them and empowered them? Aren't you glad they were faithful to the call of the Lord? Peter didn't quit. John didn't quit. James didn't quit. Philip didn't quit. They just didn't quit. They went all over the place and they preached the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Even so much so that the scripture says that the gospel had gone into all the world before they were all dead. Oh, I'm thankful for those apostles that didn't give in and they couldn't be bought with nonsense. And they held up, hallelujah, until they were killed. They held up. And he talked with he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed 12,000 furlongs. We interpret that to be 1,400 miles. The length and the breadth of the end and the height of it are equal, so it's 1,400 miles high. Let's see. When you're flying at 35,000 feet, you're flying at about 7 miles. Now think of that. Next time you're flying and the pilot says we're flying at an altitude of 36,000 feet, you're about 7 miles in the air. And to think that a city is 1,400 miles high, it has the ability. And this is really not the place for it. It's just Sunday night. But, you know, I've read a lot of commentaries. Some say, well, it's going to hover over, the New Jerusalem's going to hover over the earth. Some say it's going to be on the earth. Wherever it is, I want to be. I want to be in. I don't want to be on the outside looking. Anyway, I want to get you, I want something, the Spirit to stir something in us and say, Whatever's in me that would not allow me to have a passport to this place, I want to be rid of it. And whatever I need to have to make sure that I'm in here, I don't want to get that. My generation is so stupid. We're trying to figure out what we can get away with worldly wise and still make it to heaven. I have got news for my generation. You can't. You can't get by the skin of your teeth. You have to be all in. It's all in or no in. Hallelujah. I got to find my spot now. And the city lieth foursquare. All right. And he measured the wall. It was 144 cubits. What is that? 400 some feet? Okay. Maybe more than that. Well, a cubit's around 18 inches. How much? 216. It's at least that. Because that's according to the measure of man that is of the angel. Angels are generally a lot bigger than us. So it might be 2 foot for every cubit. It's a big wall. It's a big wall. It's even bigger than the one out here that has hit us from the I-17. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and I've done the study. I'm chuckling. Because when we planted our church in New York, I can remember doing a study, and we studied what jasper was and what color it is, and I can't remember anything. My wife, I'm sure, has a more educated and the city. Are you there in verse 18? And the city was pure gold, like under clear glass. I have no idea what that is. Gold so fine that it shines like glass? He says the city's made out of it. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. And the first foundation, now I've read things that, well, it's the first foundation. Well, the first foundation is Simon Peter, and it's jasper because of this. Man, I'm sorry. That's guessing. All right? But you can guess. Have fun with it. Live it up. All right. The first foundation was jasper, and the second sapphire, and the third chalcedony, and a fourth an emerald. I don't know what most of these hard ones are. I don't even know what they look like. The fifth sardonyx, and the sixth sardius, and the seventh chrysolite, and the eighth beryl, and the ninth a topaz, and the tenth chrysoprasus, whatever that is. And the 11th is jacinth, and the 12th is amethyst. I know what an amethyst is, okay? These are all very, very precious stones. I don't know where he gets them from. I don't know. He is the creator of everything. And have you ever read this before? And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And I'm thinking, where is he getting oysters for this? Every gate was made out of one pearl. Can you make something thin out of pearl? I only know pearl, round pearls. But I guess you have pearl-handled pistols and stuff, right? So you must be able to do something with pearl. Let me tell you something. Nobody's built a better place on earth. It makes all these grandiose things like nothing. This is 1,400 miles by 1,400 miles by 1,400 miles, my friend. There's going to be room. There's going to be room. Beautiful. Just beyond our imagination. Colors beyond the spectrum that the human eye can see right now. Glorious beauty like you've never. Somebody said, well, I don't know if I'd like to live in. I want to live in the city. I want to live in the country. Folks, we're going to rule and reign. The new heaven and the new earth. And you can pretty much go wherever you want to. Earth, New Jerusalem, if the New Jerusalem is sitting on earth, you can come in and out of that. If it's above it, we can go. I said, we can go. How do I know? Because we're going to go in the rapture. We will not be bound by gravity. I wish my dad was here, because he'd get so excited about this kind of thing. And now he is experiencing some of it. But do you understand that those that have passed away, they're waiting just like us. They're waiting for the rapture. They're in a glorious place, but they're waiting. It's not the end all be all yet, man. They're waiting for the trumpet to sound, just like you and me, so that we'll have resurrection bodies. Talus is waiting. Stanley's waiting. Jamie, your dad's waiting. You folks on that plank, they're waiting. They're like, come on. Maybe they can see it. Maybe they're the ones that can see that New Jerusalem. Said, you ever going to let us go live there? Mm-mm-mm-mm. Jesus says, just be patient. It's coming. It's coming. And I got to rush on here. And I saw no temple therein. Are you there? Underline this. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. That means that they reside there too. The biggest part of the New Jerusalem is we are residing with the King. The glory, we are residing with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. We're residing with them.
you knew him better, you would be more excited. Hallelujah. And the city had no need of the sun. It had no need of the moon to shine in it. Why? For the glory of God lights it. And the lamp is, and the Lamb is the light thereof. We don't know nothing. Let me tell you, growing up, has anyone challenged the wisdom of the old people when you were a little kid to say, now don't ever look in the sun? You know, I go, oh, it can't be that bad. They even tell you when it was an eclipse, you don't really want to stare at that sun. It's bad. It's bad. Your eyes can't handle that much intense light and all of those kind of things. Okay. Don't want to burn your eyeballs out. Okay. And the brightest day we have. Thank you, Jesus, for bright days. My first years living in Western New York. Once October 15th hit, the clouds came, and they didn't leave for months. Thank you, Lord, for bright. All our days will be bright. I said all our days, because the brightness of the glory of God is beyond the brightness of the sun. We'll have to have resurrection bodies even to be there. The old bodies can't take it. But the glory of God's light is perfect. It shines through these beautiful things. It shines through and it's absolutely perfect. It is some would call it, I think, an ambient light. But it is so wonderful and beautiful, and it provides just enough light. And it's the glory of God. So you're dwelling in the glory of God. We've been fooled. We've been talked down. We've been told what matters now is your life and how successful you can be here. Pastor, how big a church you can have. Businessman, how big can you grow your business? We have been lied to. What we've got to look forward to is eternity, my friend. That's what counts. That's what the payoff is. Oh, I'm ashamed. I'm not a success in this world. It doesn't matter whether people think you are a success here. It's whether you're a success there, whether you make it there to the New Jerusalem. That's what matters. I want to go to live where there's no need for the sun or moon. Glory to God. Oh, it's going to be good. Hallelujah. The Lamb is the light. John got a glimpse in Revelation chapter 1. He got a little glimpse. And when he glimpsed it in his natural body, my Bible says he fell down like a dead man. He could not take it. The glory, you think you've had emotions with God here. You don't know nothing yet. We sang the song, you know, I get carried away when I get carried away. You don't know nothing about being carried away yet. When you live in the glory of God, the joy is immeasurable. The love is immeasurable. The peace is immeasurable. You'll be the very best that you could possibly be in the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Have you ever saved for a house? We'd like to buy this house. Well, you don't have enough money to buy the house. You got to save money for the down payment. All right. Deb and I did this. We moved out here and we rented a little house. And we were 2 years in. They make you have 2 years of residence before you can buy a home. And so the opportunity started coming up, and we needed some dollars to do it. And what we did is very difficult. We cut out pizza on Friday night. We cut out some other things here and there. We saved all our money, borrowed from my life insurance policy. Why? Because we had a house on our mind that we wanted to buy over on Tonopah. We had a house over there, $114,000. I might as well have been a million from where I come from, $114,000. And it's like we saved 3-4 months. We saved every penny we had, and we finally had enough for that down payment. And we did what we had to do to make sure we had the down payment so we could buy that house. Well, honey, do whatever you got to do to get this house. Serve Jesus with everything that's within you. I wish I could tell you the next verse, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. The people that are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. What does that mean? I think I know what it means, but who's ruling and reigning? We go out to the earth. We go out to the earth. We get to see it. We get to experience it. We probably have ownership, and we probably do things. We probably grow things and so forth and bring it into the New Jerusalem. We'll always have everything we need there, really, before we even need it. Because we're going to bring the glory of the earth into the New Jerusalem. You say, well, once again, are there people that aren't saved? Are they going to be on earth? I'll let you know. Certainly, there are unsaved people during the millennium, for sure. But this new heaven and new earth, it says, wherein dwelleth righteousness. So I don't know. But I do know the location of the devil. And I do know the location of the false prophet and the beast. I know where they are. And they're not on earth. And all the demons, they're not on earth anymore. They got their... That's the worst part of hell. The worst part of hell is the lake of fire. Isn't the fire? Is you got to live with him. And he stinks. How much money would it take you to miss heaven and go to hell? What is your price? How much money do you need here to miss heaven and go to hell? How much privilege, how much power do you need in this life for you to miss heaven and go to hell and be with Stinky? You don't think it smells? You ever smelled burning flesh? Human burning flesh? That's the smell of the lake of fire. I know this is elementary and you want me to move on, and so I shall. The gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. Hallelujah. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Whatever's good will be brought to the New Jerusalem. It will be the number one priority of the whole earth to take care of the New Jerusalem. And there shall in no wise enter into it. This is where it gets tricky. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't know what's going to exist out there. I just know nobody without a passport gets in. It's only those that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It doesn't say only the good people. It doesn't say only the rich people. It says only the people that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Will you bear with me just a couple of more minutes, because I got to go to the next chapter and then I'll be done. I'm not going to read the whole next chapter. I'd like to, but I'm not going to. 22:1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life. This is what I mentioned this morning. This pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Wherever the river of life goes, it seems like the tree of life grows. And wherever the tree of life is, the leaves heal people. There's healing. I refer once again to Ezekiel chapter 47. What a wonderful thing is this river of life. I just felt the Holy Ghost. That's why I jerked. As I got that from my Grandpa Davis. I said, "Oh Lord, of all the inheritance, don't give me the jerk." The Lord doesn't answer every prayer. Hallelujah. This is the same river of life that Jesus said in John chapter 7. He says, "If you'll believe on me, out of your belly shall flow rivers of water, life-giving water." You don't have to wait for the future to have the water of life in you. You can have Him right now. And He says, this He spoke of the Holy Ghost, because Jesus has not yet been glorified. The Holy Ghost is our down payment on heaven. The Holy Ghost is our earnest on the New Jerusalem. It is the Holy Ghost. This is why the devil has tried to take the Holy Ghost out of the church. Because he hates you. And he doesn't want us to have a taste of heaven here on earth. But Jesus sent that Holy Ghost down on the day of Pentecost. He's still pouring Him out today. And if you want a taste of heaven, get full of the Holy Ghost. I'm never going to leave that doctrine. Never, ever going to leave that doctrine. You can't beat it out of me. You can't buy me away from it. Hallelujah. I want an earnest of heaven. And the river of life comes via the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm going to be a tongue-talking, Spirit-filled man that believes in divine healing, who believes in the gift of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to believe it way beyond my personal death here. I'm going to believe it into eternity, because it's true in all eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it gets good. There shall be no more curse. How many here would grow a garden if there was no such thing as weeds? How many would grow a garden if your soil was rich? And within 3 days of planting a seed, you could already see it coming up and growing and prospering. Hallelujah. There's no more curse. What came with the curse is death. Part of the curse of mankind in the Garden of Eden was death. But there'll be no more curse. That means there'll be no more death. We will live forever. Hallelujah. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. We will fulfill what Adam and Eve were supposed to fulfill. They were supposed to shun the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And they were supposed to gravitate to the tree of life and eat the fruit of the tree of life. Notice, God didn't say you can't eat of this, the fruit of the tree of life. He said the tree of knowledge you're not to eat of. But now we have access to the tree of life everywhere we are. And the more fruit you eat, the better off you are. And there's no curse. Glory to God. And they shall, the best thing of all, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be upon their foreheads. I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. It's in the Spirit today, but it seems like it'll be visible. The seal will be absolutely visible. So whoever else is on this planet would have to respect. If there are others who do not know the Lord that exist on this planet, they will bow before you when you walk their way. Because they'll see. There shall be no night there. They need no candle. Neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign for a few days. And they shall reign. That means have control over the government forever and ever and ever and ever. One more verse, I promise. All right, two more verses. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. And Jesus says, behold, I come quickly.
Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of this prophecy of this book. I don't think the church preaches on hell enough, and I don't think we preach on heaven enough either. I want my people hungry. I want them hungry for that land. Hallelujah. Come to them, please. I want my people hungry for heaven. You can be hungry for cars and houses here. I won't be hungry for glory land. Hallelujah. I want to be that. My driving motivation is to make glory. And whoever I can take with me, whoever I can say, listen, I know your future. If you know Jesus Christ, I know your future. If you don't know Him, I know your future. Let people know they can have a different direction to go in. Tim, you're going to play the song that you had ready for us, the last worship song. Would you stand together with me tonight? Lord God, we stand in your presence this evening with thanksgiving in our heart. We have heard testimonies tonight of your faithfulness and your goodness. All of it we do not deserve, but we're smart enough to take it anyway. Your mercies that endure forever. What a blessed people we are that we live in a day and age where we can read the Word of God, that we can hear the Word of God, have an opportunity to know. We thank you, Lord, for showing these things to the great Apostle John. And I thank you, John, for writing it down. Thank you for preserving it so that we have a glimmer of glory where there is no sunset. Hallelujah. The light of Jesus lights us up. Hallelujah. There'll be no artificial knees or hips. There'll be no lung transplants or heart transplants. We'll be whole, completely whole. There'll be no decay nor corruption. Hallelujah. Our minds will think as they were created to think, the thoughts that we're supposed to think. Help us, Lord. Do not let anyone in the sound of my voice cash in their heaven passport for something foolish of this world. Let not one be deceived by the temptations of the enemy. He lies to them and say, there's a better life over here. This is too boring. This is too old-fashioned over here. Why don't you get the real life over here? Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that not one would be deceived. That we'd hold indeed to your nail-scarred hand. Hallelujah. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'd fill each one of us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's sing it, Tim.